USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The early results of the Iowa caucuses are in, and Mayor Pete has an early lead over Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth place. Before the release of the votes, Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price says if you voted in Iowa, your vote is secure.
The bottom line is that we hit a stumbling block on the back end of the reporting of the data. But the one thing I want you to know, we know this data is accurate. And we also have a paper trail and documentation that have been able to use to provide information to help verify the results.
It's a good day for investors on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 408 points to finish at 28,808. The S&P was up 49 to close at 3,298. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After nearly 6 months since the inquiry was launched by House Democrats, their impeachment case will be closed with a Senate vote tomorrow. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
There's unlikely to be any suspense leading up to the vote, as all Republicans are expected to vote to acquit President Trump on both of the articles. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's how he's voting.
I urge every one of our colleagues to cast a vote the facts, the evidence, the Constitution, and the common good clearly require. Vote to acquit the president.
His Democratic counterpart, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are ignoring the truth.
The charges are extremely serious. To interfere in an election, to blackmail a foreign country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The battle over convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's estate continues. The Attorney General for the Virgin Islands wants to seize Epstein's two private islands and put a lien on them. His estate is fighting the liens. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the Liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
20-year-old Sadesh Aman was shot dead by police after he went on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence. But that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are back in Kansas City preparing for a parade on Wednesday. But Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback and MVP, stayed in Florida, where he was honored during a parade at Walt Disney World. Mahomes talks to ABC's Good Morning America about a tweet he sent years ago, talking about how amazing it would be to win the Super Bowl and then go to Disney World.
I couldn't even imagine how it feels to be here. I mean, I thought I could when I would have sent the tweet out, but to be here with all Chiefs Kingdom behind me and be a Super Bowl champion, it's amazing.
Many, if not all, schools in Kansas City have been canceled because of the parade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.